Investment holding company PSG Group released its annual results today, reporting a 9% increase in recurring earnings per share. That says it delivered strong performances from some of its core investments, including Capitec and Curro, which offset weaker numbers out from PSG Alpha and Zeta. We're now joined on the line by the company's CEO, Pit Mouton. Pit, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So your diverse underlying investments have always been your saving grace for performance, providing a nice buffer when times do get tough. But I've got to ask, to what extent are you feeling the pressures of challenging conditions that have been experienced over the past financial year?
Hi, good evening, Alicia. It's been tough. Obviously, with low economic growth, each of the companies have their own set of challenges, but like we said, we're quite pleased with the results, especially Capitec. That's extremely resilient with a 19% increase in earnings.
Yeah. Of course, your listed entities we're all too familiar with, Pit. I want to take a look at some of your early stage investments. Has your approach towards them, your investments in early stage businesses, been tempered as a result of the tough climate? Or have you become a lot more opportunistic, I guess, with those in the startup phase needing more ammunition to survive the current climate?
No, I don't think it's changed a lot. What we've done is we got four or five investments that we are very excited about, and we are continuing investing in them. Some of them I think are behind target. I think it is easier building businesses in a market that is growing, but there are certain advantages in a tough market. I think many other companies in South Africa have gone abroad to look at opportunities, which makes South Africa less competitive, which if we continue to invest, then the market eventually turns, and hopefully following the elections, the government will make some decisions which should improve the economy, then we are well set for growth.
Yeah, we'll get into the detail of that in just a bit. Before we do, are you seeing any real evidence, of how much a lack of stability or clarity on the policy front, erratic power supply as far as infrastructure is concerned, is strangling a new business and investment that South Africa should be leveraging off?
You're 100% right in that. Business as a whole is difficult, even in good times. Now, once people start worrying about things like electricity supply, and you got to invest additional to have generators at some of your core operations, it is highly worrying. And certain policy decisions that you change constantly make it significantly more challenging. So we are extremely hopeful that government will get themselves sorted out and create the environment where businesses can flourish. Because, if business flourish, more people will be employed, more taxes would be paid, and the system will start pulling forward on its own. And I think there are a lot of other corporates and even international players sitting with surplus cash looking to invest. So if we can create policy certainty, reduce or even, eradicate corruption, I think we can actually create a country where everybody could benefit massively from.
What growth sectors are you targeting in particular?
Well, obviously our new investments, especially in that Alpha portfolio, that's where we're trying to build companies. The two businesses in the education sector, Stadio, which is the tertiary business, FutureLearn, which is sort of alternative technology-based education that can really make a change to the masses Energy Partners, which is Alternative Energy Solutions, where we're trying to build a mini utility supplying energy directly to corporates and industrial players. And then Evergreen, I mean, we're extremely excited about that, building life right based retirement villages in South Africa, and aiming to be by far the dominant player.
Pitt, of course, you're in the business of investing in low earnings yielding startup businesses. You know, case in point, Stadio, Evergreen. How much do current economic conditions extend your timeline on return on investment?
It does extend it quite a bit. I mean, obviously, when you go into investment, you have a initial plan, and I mean, obviously, you plan with a more normalized environment about. So, you know, somebody referred to it. You put the tanks down now to win the war later, because it, you know, nobody rings a bell and says now it's going to be better. You know, it's always too late to invest when the market has already recovered. But by that time, you have to have spent the capital. So we'd much rather be early with our investments to reap the benefits once the market recovers. And the market always goes through cycles.
Pitt, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, CEO of PSG Group, Pitt Mouton.